This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
A dramatic pause says something without saying anything at all. Feet deserve a go-to like that. Like Hey Dude shoes. Light, comfy, good to go to.
And welcome back to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Jan Schenaeus and the Fulham shadow, who really is the shadow tonight, our friend Emilio Danello. He is actually outside of Craven Cottage. You can make him up, but he is really the shadow tonight. And we're going to talk about an emphatic Emilio 6-2 wow. victory. Now, I want to start off going to you because you and I talked about a month ago. I think it was before the match with Bournemouth. You wanted to see an emphatic victory. Well, it took a little bit. Now you have them back to back. What are your thoughts about what you watched at Craven Cottage?
Well, yeah, and it's good to have you back on the show. Yeah, hi, Ross.
Thank you, mighty Goose.
Well, what can you say? That was an emphatic performance, especially that, you know, that first half. It's, you know, the whole team, especially the first 15 minutes of, you know, it was an entertaining game, but overall, we were emphatic. You know, the quality was there to be seen. We needed a commanding performance. What could you say? You had a man top of his confidence. 10 out of 10 performance from the big man up front.
Yep.
Similarities with Bobby Zamora there today in terms of his all-round play. You know, his physique, his vision, his goals, everything. And then with the rest of the team, it was just a 10 out of 10 performance. There were some nervy moments at the beginning, and
of course,
give us
we'll
our
dues.
We came
that.
Back from a, you know, twice from behind to win emphatically, like you said, but. You know, overall, one more can a Fulham fan want 13 goals in two games. It's insane. It's an insane result. But, you know, we'll take it. Go to Birmingham on Tuesday night and more of the same, please. But this is, you know, this is going to be encouraging now, right?
Absolutely.
Two back-to-back wins, emphatic wins. And we've got a result back at Craven Cottage. The last time, I think when was the last time we won at home? I think it was a Barnsley game back in November. So We needed a home victory for the fans, and now we got that. So let's continue this run like we did when we lost to Coventry back in October time. So yeah, as a fan, what more can we ask for? You know, we've got
can go and celebrate seven. Tonight. Are you disappointed that they didn't get
to
seven?
Be honest, I am disappointed. we're all wanting seven. We're all expecting to score eight. We're all recollecting all the We were recollecting all the games in the past where we've been watching our Fulham play home or away where we've got five, we've got six. Yep. Not many sevens. I remember seven against Swansea. I was here. We've lost, you know, what was it, 10-0 to Liverpool, 6-0 to Port Vale at home, 5-0 at home to Chester, all those donkeys years ago. So we've had some good and bad performances over the years. But, yeah, I'm disappointed we didn't score more, to be honest. And I only saw one towards the Hammersmith end from the Fulham fans. So that was the great Cabana goal in the second half. That was only a disappointment. Knowing our luck, all the Fulham goals from the first half were on the other side of the pitch. I'm not complaining. 6-2, 3 points, top of the league, another hat-trick. What more is there to complain about? There's nothing to complain about, really.
No, there isn't, Emilio. And we'll talk about upcoming. You know, I think it was very important, and Giannis, I'll go to you because I want your opening thoughts. Very important to show that they could come from behind. Now, they did it twice in this match, and I think it's vital to show that you have that side of you.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them struggle when they get behind. They did it twice today. I think this is something actually to build on. And then once they got their noses in front, it was all Fulham. So I want your opening thoughts, Giannis.
Yeah, the two home defeats to Reading and Sheffield United came to mind there. I mean, I remember the Reading game at home. We should have absolutely destroyed them. We created enough chances. But I'm still scratching my head a little bit because results sort of went our way before the game started, you know, with the Cherries getting popped by Luton. And then Blackburn, of course, got a nice win up down in Wales. But I thought it was a complete performance. And I think it was important because we've got two tricky games coming up with Birmingham City and Stoke. And Birmingham, you know, you never really know what you're going to get. They got a decent point up at Deepdale today. And Stoke City, I think, are at a real crossroads of their season with Michael O'Neill and their team. They picked up, funnily enough, Phil Jagielka this morning.
With
the fallout of the Derby nonsense. So we needed the win. And I thought in the second half in particular, we pulled the handbrake up. I think we really, you know, it was in the bag. Yep. And you could tell that Pearson's boys were in the, you know, they knew they were done. And, you know, we stepped down a little bit, which is fine. But a good win overall. And all we can do is now with the games in hand coming up, we keep winning. And that's going to be the key. We keep winning and keep playing. It's funny how Seri's gone off. And all of a sudden, with Harrison in the number six, you've got Kearney now just running the whole bloody
That's
park.
Right. That's a great point, Giannis. Yeah. It's a fantastic point how the central midfield has actually changed and actually really come together with Seri not being there. It's very interesting what happens when he comes back, because I think that Harrison Reed has really gone back to his natural position. And Emilio, I want to get your thoughts on this because you watched this. The three of them together, I'm talking about Harrison Reed, you have now Tom Kearney really being able to run the show a little further up the pitch. And then you have Carvalho able to make those runs and be dangerous. So that three now seem pretty settled and have really opened things up. How can you argue with those middle three now scoring seven goals last game and six goals now? So what are your thoughts about central midfield? That's a great point by Giannis now with Seri being out.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think the only thing is, I thought, you know, before the game, you know, I still called out the fact that we're still lightweight in midfield. And those two goals we conceded, it's a consequence that we're not got enough strength in that midfield. That, you know, that midfield is elegant when things are going for us, when we're passing, you know, the movement off the ball, just the link-up play, great. But when the chips are down, and Bristol City played a very high-pressing game right from the off. And in a way, they contributed their own downfall because they didn't change their tactics when we twice equalised and then took the lead. They carried on playing a high-pressing game, and that played to our advantage. And, you know, you saw the way we were just passing the ball sweetly and beautifully. But for me, when, you know, their two goals are because we're not strong enough in midfield. No one making a challenge. Their first goal reminded me of the Sheffield United goal, you know, that we conceded last month. And for me, it's an interesting dilemma. I still prefer to have Seri there, probably in that central holding midfield, to be honest. You know, Harrison Reed, you know, I keep saying I'm not his biggest fan, but, you know, he did what he's paid to do. He'll run around like a headless chicken, break up play, isn't pretty at times. You know, there were some positives from him, there were some negatives from him today, but I would still like to see Seri in that position, to be honest. I would still like to see him there. I just don't think we're physically strong enough with those three playing week in, week out. And when the chips are down, and they don't give us, if teams close us down and play a tactical game like Sheffield United do, we will struggle with those three midfield.
Okay.
Physically. Well,
about Chalobah? Because I think Chalobah offers what you're looking for, Emilio.
Yeah. He looked good. He was probably the only one who made a meaningful contribution when he came on, you know, as a substitute, to be honest. Probably Reed and Mooney's didn't really offer much. But, you know, it was a professional second half performance. You know, there's no need to stretch yourself. You've got another game coming up on Tuesday night. Whether it's 6-2 or 10-2, it's still 3 points on the board. So it's close this game off. Be professional. Don't stretch yourself. Don't take unnecessary risks, and prepare yourself to choose it up. But Chalobah thought, you know, passed the ball neatly, calmly, a bit like Tom Kearney in that respect. But I don't see him being as a natural starting 11. I still see him as being a substitute and covering when there's injuries, rather than an automatic starter. But it'd be interesting to see what we do with Seri. Seri will obviously have a couple games to rest when he gets back from the Nations Cup. But look, he had the man of the match performance the other day. So, you know, I see him still returning back to his natural position when he's back from the African Nation Cup. And hopefully we're still in pole position in this division.
Okay, interesting. I want to get Giannis your thoughts on this. I know we're talking about, you know, something in the future, but what do you make of what Emilio just shared? Because again, we watched the performance, and Emilio's concerned about being too lightweight in central midfield, and he would actually want Seri back in his natural role. What do you make of that?
It's funny, Gar, I can't believe I'm going to mention this again. But when I saw the second goal that Semenyo scored, I really do like Tim Ream, as you know, but really the marking there in terms of touch type wasn't good enough. Mm. And that's where you really need to be more physical. And that's a weak point for us. We need I kept thinking, where's Steph Joe? Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's what
Gentleman Jim actually said that during the match.
Kevin McDonald, Steph Joe.
Yeah, McDonald, Steph Joe.
He actually said that during the match, that referenced Stefan Johansson, that maybe, you know, and again, I don't want to put words in Jim's mouth, but he talked about that type of player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's something we maybe need to look at. If you look at even that second goal, Harrison was running across alongside Ream. I thought he could have cut the angle there. It was a nice finish. Two nice goals from the lad.
Yeah.
But you can't. You've got to lesson. Look at the lessons we got to learn from, you know, when Ndai scored against us, Sheffield United. Same thing. It's an Achilles heel. We've got to keep an eye on that. I think Tim Ream will be disappointed with that second goal. I really do. You should be able to be hold up, turn that quick, and really. It was a super goal.
Both goals were excellent. Semenyo. Both were excellent. You can't fault him, and you can't fault Bristol City's approach, Giannis, because as Emilio already said, I was concerned to see what would happen when we got pressed again. And Emilio brought this up. His concern is, what do you do when a team can really work that out and really cause us all kinds of problems? And we don't respond. You know, you don't have that physical presence. Yeah. And they did that. And then they have this goal score that could really hurt us twice.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about that? I mean, again, you are going right to, I hate to say it, you know, and again, I like Tim Ream, but I think they need to, seriously, Giannis, I think they need to consider looking at a center back in this window right now. I hate to go there. When we're talking about a huge victory, but you know what? I thought about it just like Emilio mentioned, and I've thought about it for a while. He is a liability at times because of, you know, again, he's getting up there in age and he just can't stay with younger, quicker physical players. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we've Blackburn are hanging around. West Brom have tailed off. And if you're going to start really planning for next year, based on the assumption that Tim Ream won't be around, you really need a left-sided centre-back. So with this transfer window, I'm not talking about a loan unless it's a loan to a purchase. But I think that's somewhere we need somebody to partner Tosin. And I think that that might be something that Silva's going to take a very close look at to see if there's anybody out there. There may be players out there. You've got to look international as well.
Right.
But we shouldn't be conceding to Bristol City. No disrespect. I think they're an okay side.
Right.
But really, we really shouldn't be. I mean, I'm sure Silva would have gone in at half time and gone, are you kidding me? Right. Why are we? Never mind, we scored five. Why have we conceded two? I'd have been annoyed at that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he'll have gone to sleep. He'll go to sleep all right tonight. But say now, what can we do to make adjustments? Troy Deeney, we're facing Troy Deeney Tuesday night.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he's someone who can do the same thing, turn, move. He's still got a little bit of pace, and he can shoot. So some questions for Silva to look at.
Okay. Back over to you, Emilio. That was really the negative part that we can talk about. Let's now focus on some positivity, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the equalizer that made it 1-1, Emilio, from Mitro.
Yeah, again, it's a great cross from Wilson and just a perfect header from Mitrovic in the bottom, in the right, you know, directed it perfectly well. Bottom corner, keeper, you know, I had a good view from a diagonal standpoint. It was just, you know, as soon as he hit it on the head, you know, it was in the back of the net. So, you know, again, what was important there, the way we responded fairly quickly. I thought we started the first 4 or 5 minutes positive, attack-minded, but then it said we weren't aggressive enough in the middle of the park. You know, it just felt like a Sheffield United Mark II. And then, you know, the guy scored a very good goal. You know, maybe I don't think the keeper could be at fault. It was in the, you know, it was in his near post. So again, maybe goalkeeper don't like to be beaten from that position. But overall, it was the power that he put on the shot. But overall, we responded pretty well in the first half. And normally, we take our time getting an equaliser, don't we? We tend to wait till the second half, but we responded early and back on top. And I thought, that's it. Okay, now we're going to take control. And then, unfortunately, again, we weren't strong enough in midfield. Defensively, like Yanis said, you know, we should have done better. And they took the lead again. So it's overall, they made it easier for us just the way they were set up, because it was a very open game. It was very entertaining. And, you know, maybe Pearson should have made some technical changes when it went 2-1 up, and he didn't. And
no,
that was to our advantage.
He just stuck with what they were doing,
yeah.
And it really played to our strengths, Emilio. I'm glad that you brought that up. And, Yanis, I want to go back to you, because as we're talking about the problems Fulham had by giving up these two goals, I want to now focus, like we just did, on the response. You have the first response, and as Emilio said, sometimes it takes us a while to have a response. Well, then we had a second response, and Cabano gets the equalizer. Talk about how important this is, not just in this game, but just in the mentality of Fulham Football Club, to come back twice in a game.
Well, it's the Harry Wilson effect. I mean, before the City game in the Cup last week, I thought he was struggling a little bit, and he seemed to be looking a little sorry for himself. And then when he scored the winner down at Ashton Gate, fluke or no fluke, I think it was a bit of a fluke, all of a sudden he's perked up. And he had a worldie of a game against Reading. And again, it's a perfect cross. Like that first goal was a fantastic cross because of the spin.
Yep.
And Mitra did the rest. And for this one, it was a similar sort of cross, except Mitra's done what he does brilliantly, the nod down. The beautiful nod down across the box, and Cabana doing the right thing, making the run in, the third man run in. It was a super goal. And again,
goal.
That link between Wilson and Mitro is scary. It's different because it's easy when a ball is coming over and you say, well, head it clear. But this is why players like Wilson sometimes are underrated, because the amount of spin that he puts in the ball makes it difficult, makes it swerve. That's why someone like James Ward-Prowse is such a brilliant player, because he's, you know, whether it's dead ball or moving ball, the spin adds the weight to the ball, and it makes the ball wobble a little bit. And especially with that, the second thing, the defender was misread it, spin did him in, a little nod back, and Cabana's put it in. And at that point, I'm thinking, we should take care of this now. It's 2-2. We should win it from here.
Okay. And back over to you, Emilio, because I think the next goal from Fulham, I think, is vital in so many different ways. As Yanis just said, at 2-2, you get that next goal, and you can really push on like Fulham did. But the person who scored the goal, I think it was very important that he got this goal. And we're talking about Fabio Carvalho. Mm. He hasn't scored in a while.
Yeah.
And this was a goal that we've seen from him before. It's been a long time. I think this is very important for not just Fulham Football Club, but for Carvalho. Gave Fulham the lead, but in the long term, I think this is going to be massive for him.
Yeah, he needed that goal, like you said, for confidence purposes. But yeah, we did back, you know, we responded in the same way that from Sheffield United and what Bristol City did today when they went right through the middle of the pond. And again, Carvalho had time, space, and the finish was immense, to be honest. And that's put a few million on his price tag, to be honest, if he's going to go this season. So overall, he needed that for his confidence. He got on noses in front in the game, and I think it's probably the best goal of the game, to be honest, I think, in my opinion, because he's just young lad, slightly devoid of kind of, that was his best performance since he's come back from injury, certainly that I've seen, to be honest. And overall, he needed that to boost his confidence, and there'll be agents sniffing around even more so after that goal. And Bristol City's players, the defence stood off him, and he had time, space, and his finish was immaculate, so very fair play to him. So he had a very good game today, and I think I think a lot of fans have been critical of him, especially the fact that he's not signed a contract, and his performances since injury haven't been good enough. By his own standards, but he's answered a few critics there with that superb goal and his overall play today.
Okay, excellent. And I just want to share this because Dave. This is why I am really talking about this. Nice to see us respond from going behind. I think it's so important moving forward for Fulham that they did this today, especially against a team that pressed them, because I wanted to see if they could deal with a team that wasn't going to give them the space and was going to press them. I know we're talking about their deficiencies when they're pressed, but once they got beyond that and got the goals that they needed. They really, it played to their strength. So they had to get through that. And I think coming from behind is huge. Giannis, I want to go back to you. I'm going to give you the honors to talk about the two goals from Mitro. Amazing. To get another hat trick in the first half. Have you ever seen that? This many? How many times has he done this now? It's crazy.
And before we do that as well, can I just make a comment as well? When it was 3-2,
go ahead.
I haven't seen the replay, but in front of me, the Harrison Reed tackle in the penalty area. Was that a penalty?
That's a great question. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes. I thought it was a penalty from where I sat right in front of me, but I haven't seen the replay. But
I couldn't get a good view.
It went to 4-2. Yeah. So I'm just saying that could have been a turning point of the game. But I don't know what you guys saw there on replay.
What do you think? Because I couldn't tell if he actually got him or not because he backed off. It was a bad view.
I thought it was a pen. I thought we got away with one there.
Okay.
Man enough to admit that. We've had a lot of calls this year that haven't gone quite.
I'm sure Nigel Pearson will be talking about that.
That was actually Nigel Pearson leaving behind Teddy there in his moped. It's a long way down the M4, mate. I'll tell you. but no. I mean, it's Mitro. Mitro is just he's in fire. I think I'm more happy with his creation of goals than even his goals.
Hey, he's getting his teammates involved.
He's playing with a smile on his face. He's having fun, and a happy Mitro is a happy Fulham.
Agreed.
I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, we're 5-2 up on City at half time, and it's you get going. This is, have we really just scored 12 goals in three halves? You know, this is absolute insanity. But the importance was to score goals at home because we've been free flowing on the road, but at home not so much. So it was nice to bang a few past City. No disrespect to them, although I do like seeing Nigel Pearson grimace.
I kind of enjoyed that too. And Emilio, I want to go back to you because I was talking to someone before the match and said that Bristol City, especially at Craven Cottage, is Fulham's bogey team right now, up until this match. So I think it's even nicer to beat that team. Because, again, I can't tell you, over the last few years, several years now, they've kind of Craven Cottage and had their way with Fulham. It was nice that now Fulham actually have done this to two teams. They did it to Reading because, again, I'm so happy they were able to do it to Reading. Now they've done it to Bristol City.
Yeah,
they've actually got rid of some demons,
at least for
the supporters.
Exactly, bring down those psychological barriers. You know, I know players don't always look at score, you know, trends and past performances against club. But like you said, we've constantly been beaten at home by Bristol City in previous seasons. But you know, I want to just call out that, you know, just that goal from Mitrovic, the top corner, the ball from Tom to him. Just look at Tom's calmness, composure, arrogance, the way he just passed it to Mitrovic, and just that finish. That finish again just reminds me of Bobby Zamora type finish from the Premier League. That's why. So many similarities with Bobby today with his hold-up play, vision, strength, passing, scoring, heading. Look, you know, what more do you want? This guy's a beast and top of his game at the moment. And, you know, and we kept saying even today, surely we would have scored more than 9 league goals last season at home if we had played Mitrovic. I know we may not have stayed up, but again, it's what if we keep saying. Right. But look, let's get promoted this season and let's see what happens next year. But it's overall, the man's in the best form of his life, to be honest. And Gordon Davis, if you're watching, you know, record is getting close. I was winding him up the other day, but I think he's still got a long way before he gets Gordon's all-time record goals for Fulham. But at this rate, he's going to hit 40 goals this season.
Absolutely.
But the worry is, who's backup? Where's the backup?
And that's okay. Still
lingering
in
my mind.
The Fulham shadow has to go to the negative. He has to go there.
No, but, you know, I'm trying to make sure we win this league. 1-0 injury to Mitrovic. Just let's make sure we've got enough quality in reserve there.
Okay. Yeah. I understand why you're saying that because you're right. Actually, I would agree with that. I'm just going to share some comments about Mitro. We got Stefan saying Mitro plays for the team. I agree with that. This goes back to our conversation from our friend Colm Bugler. It's not all about his goals.
Yeah, you're right.
His salary is important as well. You guys are both talking about that. And as Stefan said, this is all confidence building, and I agree with that. I'm going to share this from our friend Steve Reynolds. After 5 minutes, Mitro was having a go at Cav for a lack of movement. That said, Mitro was up for it, and I saw that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff, guys. All right, let's flip to the second half, and I'll go back to you, Emilio, because you've already said this. You were actually kind of disappointed that they didn't score more goals. But Niskanen score to make it 6-2, and you probably got a good view of this one.
Absolutely. Again, another player probably playing the form of his life as well. You know, we've not seen Cabana play at this level consistently throughout his Fulham career, but the arrogance, the technique, and the way the finish there was amazing. You know, that's again that thing. Who was it? Colm or Stefan McLeod just made a point. It's all about confidence there.
Exactly.
Cabana would not have scored that maybe two seasons ago, but again, it's confidence does a lot to your ability and your all round playing. Just the arrogance, just his technique there for the. To give himself the time and the shot, the power, you know, the keeper, no chance. 6-2, and we still what? We still had half an hour then. That's why somewhat disappointed it wasn't more than six, because, you know, Cabana scuffed another shot.
I'm sharing this comment from our friend Chris Goodwin. The Fulham shadow has very high standards. This is true, Chris.
Yeah. Realistic as well, realistic standards as well. Let's not get carried away. But yeah, that goal was just immense. And, you know, maybe Niskanen could have got a seventh when he scuffed that other shot. And Mooney's when he didn't anticipate that ball from Reed in the six-yard ball. Where the hell was Mooney's there? You've got to anticipate that ball and get the ball in the back of the net. So yeah, I am disappointed we didn't get more than six. Okay. But you know, the fact that the goalkeeper was time wasting from half time to keep the score down. When have you ever heard of that?
An
opposing goalkeeper time wasting.
It just shows you down. Again, I said this about the last match as well, that Fulham didn't make them quit. I'm talking about Bristol City, but they made them submit to how they wanted to play. They didn't give up, but they knew that nothing good was really going to come from this, that the match was over.
Yeah.
And that was that. That was that, Emilio and Giannis. So coming up next, we're going to talk about man of the match. I think I know who it is, but we're going to talk about man of the match, and feel free to share who your man of the match was for this impressive victory for Fulham. Okay, Giannis, I'll go to you first. Man of the match. Have to say it's got to be Mitro, right?
I'm not sure. Because Mitro, because Mitro was absolutely magnificent. But Kearney, Kearney's joie de vivre and flow and just presence was just... I mean, it was... All right, I'm going to give it to Mitro, but it's a very close one, 1A, 1B. Kearney's... I mean, we've got two games coming out, obviously, with the Brummies and the Potters. So I'm hoping his knee is going to be okay and what have you. But when he's on the pitch, he's a marshal. He makes it look so easy. And they all seem like they're playing with a lot of fun and a lot of freedom.
Exactly.
Which is great. Mitro was, what am I going to say? 27 in 24. He's going to obliterate Tony's record.
Yep.
I think he could get 45 actually.
That would be crazy.
Wait till Blackpool. We're playing Blackpool, I think, 2 weeks today. Yep. I bet Mitro's been eyeing this particular return match for a while. I bet he's going to go, you know what? Bloomfield Road, maybe. We're not down here in West London. We're going to have you buggers. And I'm predicting now that he scores a hat-trick against Blackpool. You heard it from me first.
I really hope you're right. Okay, Fulham Shadow, man of the match.
Yeah, it's Mitro for me. It's, you know, it's, I think, a no-brainer, really. But, you know, I think I agree with Giannis. Tom Kearney's influence today, his passing, his vision. There was some Scott Parker-ness in his play as well. But then that's what you need when you're sort of goal down, 2-1 down. Yep. You need some composure, some calmness, some keep the ball. Don't give the ball away cheaply. Basically, that's what Tom Kearney is very good at doing. And, you know, when he was on the ball, he looked immense, got assists. Yep. You know, the only thing that was missing from Tom Kearney's game today was a goal. But overall, he was a close second. And I want to, again, I've mentioned it earlier, Carvalho. I thought this was his best performance since injury. And hopefully this will give him the confidence to push on. Because, you know, he's not been playing particularly well in recent weeks. But that was probably the goal of the game as well from our perspective. So,
okay.
And Cabano, again, Cabano, another two goals. You know, we can't not call him out. So the whole very good team performance. But, you know, just I don't want to reflect on some of the negatives because, you know, we should be relishing this 6-2 victory. And let's move on to Birmingham City. But there's just a few niggling doubts there, here and there, as always. So,
okay, excellent stuff. I'm going to share some comments. We have to start here. Emilio is living up to the shadow. He certainly yes. is. Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. Let's see. We got our friend Wayne says Mitro all day long. My friend Saint Emma, Mitro man of the match. That's going to really bother Steve. I had to share that. So let's see. Man of the match. This Mitro fellow who keeps going, keeps scoring goals. I agree with that. Let's see. We got Mitro from Mats. And Stefan also says Mitro. I think it's hard not to say Mitro. But I'm glad, Giannis, that you brought up Tom Kearney. Because, again, we're going back to the return, when that is, of Jean-Michel Seri. But this is given the opportunity, Giannis, for Tom Kearney to shine again.
Yeah, and one of the other things that I think has been spectacular during this run is the fact that Caballero has been magnificent the last 8 or 9 games. He's not made any mistakes. He's had no touch. He's had no touches of the ball. He's not missed any chances and he's not missed any headers. Every time we have the pre-game press conference, I get nervous because
you think he's going to talk about Ivan Cavallaro. You think it's coming up.
You know what? There should be a riot down Fulham Palace Road if he's including 11. Seriously, because where do you put him? Where do you cannot.
Okay,
put
but
him
Giannis, do know that once he is fully healthy, he is going to get a shot to play. You do know that.
I'd loan him out.
There's worse players that we need to loan out. I think he's going to be a good bench player. Again, on this day, he's got some qualities there. Again,
I'd be getting rid of Knockhart first.
Yeah, Knockhart would go first.
Oh, Knockhart. To be honest.
Yeah, Knockhart needs to move on.
He can go to Brighton. They're so boring down there. Maybe we could ask if we could get Dan Burn back. Dan Burn was superb last night against Palace. Absolutely superb. Okay. He has so developed as a player. And actually, funnily enough, he might be the kind of centre-back that we could potentially be looking at for next year. And he's got the experience and he's left-footed. Mm-hmm. You know, just saying. But, Caballero can... No, I'm not having that. He might
we need him. We need another Joachim Andersen, don't we, in defence next season to play alongside Tosin.
Oh, we absolutely
Tosin.
Do. We absolutely
Tosin's
do.
Not the play this season. He was last season. And why? Because he hasn't got...
He doesn't get that partner. He doesn't have that partner. That's a great point there. Yeah. Okay, Giannis, I have a comment from you, from Steve Reynolds. One for Giannis. Should Tom have done better for the goal we conceded?
Yes.
And
that's something that Silva will... I'm sure, the walkthrough, there won't be practice tomorrow, and the walkthrough will be Monday for the Tuesday game. But during the walkthrough, I'm sure he'll take him and say, got to do a little better, son. Because, when we play like the likes of the Bournemouths and Blackburns and the Ha-Has, it could be a last-minute thing where it's nil-nil. You've got to put a challenge in, son. Do it. Okay. Do your job.
Okay.
But that's the only thing. I mean, if that's the only thing we can... I mean, 90 minutes of utter brilliance. I think he should have done better there.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to share this from Dave Cronin. We have not mentioned Marco at all. Let's give Silva some praise as well. Never gets mentioned. It's actually
very
a good
true.
Point.
Dave. Very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. We are not mentioning enough of the job Marco Silva's doing. Emilio, you and I complained 2 seasons ago all the time about Parker Ball, me and you. Is there really much to complain about here? I know we're talking about small things or potentially things that could be issues, but overall, the style of play from Marco Silva has been phenomenal.
Yeah, and we always said, I think we said before the season, you know, what we were expecting, we will score many goals, but we will concede. I think, you know, there have been instances where, you know, we haven't been able to kill those games off. Those games that we've dropped points from winning positions,
that's
been disappointing. So, you know, Bristol City away, Preston away, Luton away.
Luton away, yeah.
You know, is it Derby at home? Those then Coventry away, Blackpool away. It's, we're either winning emphatically or we're sort of struggling to 1-1s and all that. So it's turn around some of those 1-1s into ugly-ish 2-1 wins, then we'll win the championship. But if you're going to sort of either win 6-0 or struggle to a 1-0 defeat or 1-1 draw, then, you know, the likes of Blackburn, the other teams are going to keep pressing us. So that's the... But then again, no one's perfect, right? But I love watching this team play because we're scoring goals for fun. Very exciting to watch, you know, and we've got some good times ahead. So it's, let's win this championship. Let's get promoted and let's get back up to the big stage and stay in that division, because all we need is one good season in the Premier League or consolidate. Then we do what the other teams do, just keep building year on year. That's all we need.
Exactly.
Easier said than done, admittedly, but it's, you know, if the likes of Aston Villa can do it, Brighton, Wolves, why can't we?
Absolutely, you are 100%. You just have to survive that first year. And if they can finally survive it and then build from that point on.
Build, exactly.
Emilio, there's no reason why they can't have a long run in the Premier League like they did before. They have the ability to do that. They just need to do it. But, Giannis, before we go, I want to ask you about Silva real quick, because I was thinking about this. I know how much of a fan you were of Parker. You really were. So how do you feel about the difference between Parker and Silva now?
It's funny. I wish when you first start coaching, you sort of don't feel like you have the pressure on you. So you just go out and you coach. And I think as you win things and you get older, sometimes it gets a little bit more nervy. But I think it's, you know, he's the comparing it, he's so conservative, Parker. I saw what he tried to do last year, but the chemistry was all wrong. And when we were in a position really to cut the gap to stay up, he couldn't do it. Silva has come in and said, okay, I've been out of football for a little while, but I'm just going to attack. And that's something that Parker never did. The style is that much better. We've got a goal difference of, plus 43 now, which is insanity. And he's got them looking happy. And let's not forget his backroom staff. You know, Luis Moramorte was a masterstroke, bringing him back in. And it's entertaining and it's fun. And teams, all of the Championship is talking about us.
Yeah.
And the Premier League is probably looking down and going, what the heck is going down there? Us and Blackburn are the two stories of the season so far. Blackburn, because Ben Brereton Diaz, he could be gone by the end of January, and the number of goals we scored, and Mitro, who, you know, 13 starts last year or something silly like that, and now he's scored 27.
It's insane.
Really, come on. So Parker looks like a bit of a schmuck. And by the way, for Mr. Parker, he may have a problem, because with Newcastle sniffing around, I would not be surprised if they try and put a bid in for Solanke.
Yeah.
This is very true, Giannis. You know, I've heard of some stuff going on that he could get some interest. So you could be right about that. So he has something to be concerned about. I don't think Fulham have anything to worry about with Mitro. I don't think Mitro's going anywhere. I know people have been asking me. I just don't see it happening because, one, I can't imagine the cons would allow it to happen. And two, I don't think he wants to go. So So that's the way I look at it. Guys, great show. I do want to mention this because I had a couple of Fulham supporters mention this to me that I should really be promoting this more. And I know you're going to agree with me, Emilio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, please do. Please
because the last couple of weeks I've had more people subscribe to the YouTube channel. We started this about 6 to 7 months ago. It takes a while to build it up. So if you're watching, please do subscribe. It will really help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay. Final thoughts from the guys. Giannis, final thoughts before we go.
Tuesday night will be an interesting game. I like Birmingham City. I don't think it'll be easy, but it is at the Cottage. It's the rearranged game. I'm suspecting there'll be a couple of changes in the lineup, but I'm looking forward to it. It's our game in hand. Let's use it. And then by Tuesday night, let's be 5 points clear of the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Emilio, your final thoughts.
Yeah, what more is there to say? You know, 6-2 at home, top of the league, fantastic goals, great atmosphere. We had a 15-minute delay to the game because of some sort of power issues at the club. Forget that. That was also entertaining as well. So it's a overall, you know, great victory. Call out to Marco Silva, like the other fan just mentioned a few moments ago. And, you know, great team performance. And look, we now can come back from a deficit as well and win games as well comprehensively. So Birmingham will be a trickier game. Again, we've not got the best record at home with them, but let's not worry about what we've done in the past. Let's get another 3 points, because then it's in our control, right?
Yep.
Don't be surprised. We also see a couple signings in the transfer window as well. I think we will see some depth and strength in midfield in particular. I still think we need someone there as cover. I don't think we've got, again, two of the three goals we've conceded at home, Sheffield United, and two today are consequences of that weakness in midfield.
Okay, excellent stuff. Okay, my final thoughts actually involve Giannis and myself. The Goldman doubles in play, Giannis. The Goldman doubles in play. But Giannis will be happy with this, because I'm going to predict the Patriots-Bills playoff game, and I'm going to say 17-10 Bills. Yes, I don't think the Patriots are going to win tonight, and I think Giannis is going to be happy. But I hope my team does win, but I'm not very hopeful. So I'm going with Giannis's team, the Buffalo flipping Bills. So I'm giving that to Giannis before we wrap this up. All right, great show. We're going to be back soon. Thank you, everyone, for watching live. Please do subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Please do. Please do.
But let's wrap this up. For Giannis Chenaez, Emilio Deneau, the Foam Shadow in full shadow mode tonight. I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for
there's
watching.
There's a light up there, look.
Thank you as always thank for good, watching and listening Bye. To Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.